In an interview Tuesday, Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk said an attempted break-in at the West End went badly for at least one of the perpetrators.
The information we're receiving is they may have been attempting to steal some copper. Anyways, unfortunately, one of the gentlemen had some sort of accident, and as all criminals are very good friends and they help each other out, the others left him there and then called somebody in Duluth, who then called St. Louis County 911, who related to Lake County, who related to us. So they are obviously very caring about their friend, and but he was actually seriously injured, and I think he took quite a fall. Not sure if he's still in the hospital. There was rumor that he had died, but that was not true. He did not die and is recovering. And he also had a warrant on him out of Carlton County. But we're still investigating it, and I do not know if there will be any charges up here. Assume that there will be some charges up here that will take place.
In another ongoing investigation, the sheriff said recently his department responded to a call from Great Expectations School after a teacher overheard two boys talking about bringing a gun to school.
The way society treats those now, especially after Columbine, you know, it's zero tolerance. Two boys were taken into custody. Both have been charged with terroristic threats. Hopefully these young boys will get the help that they need and their family and the support and can get them on the right track.
Falk said that too often schools are afraid of the image they are marked with after such an incident. He said it should not reflect negatively.
I don't think it should. I mean, I think, in fact, just the opposite, that they followed protocol, they reported, they took it serious.
Falk said his department also followed protocol and took the incident seriously. That's what zero tolerance in these cases means. With the Arrowhead listed as a high fire danger area by the Department of Natural Resources, Sheriff Falk said he's planning for possible spring fires through interdepartmental meetings and readiness sessions.
Fire is a four-letter word. You get concerned about certain areas of the county. The Tom Lake area concerns me, and the Mid-Trail area concerns me. You know, even though maybe there's no fire restrictions, to really think about whether you need to have that campfire or you need to burn that little brush pile, because things can get out of control.
Falk added that the eventual move toward a new interconnected communications system called ARMOR will help public safety agencies to better coordinate efforts during a major fire. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.